Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor showcases India's indigenous defense capabilities. Supreme Court orders an EET PG 2025 to be held in single shift. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam underlines importance of shifting to renewable energy sources. And Nagaland to prioritize citizens' security welcomes Assam clarification on arms license policies. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Operation Sindoor showcased India's indigenous defense capabilities and the strength of Make in India to the world. Addressing a gathering in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh, he reaffirmed India's commitment to Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister also outlined India's three clear principles in its fight against terrorism.
भारत हर आतंकी हमले का करारा जवाब देगा दूसरा भारत अब एटम बम की गीदड़ बप्पी से नहीं डरेगा तीसरा आतंकी सरपरस्त सरकार को भारत एक ही नजर से देखेगा
On the occasion, Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 15 mega development projects worth over 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur. Earlier, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,500 crore rupees in Karakat of Bihar this morning. The Supreme Court today directed that the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2025, which is scheduled for June 15, be conducted in a single shift rather than two shifts. A bench headed by Justice Vikram Nath instructed the authorities to arrange for the exam to be held in one shift and to ensure that full transparency is maintained throughout the process. The bench remarked that question papers in two shifts can never be of the same difficulty level. The court was dealing with a clutch of petitions filed by NEET PG aspirants challenging the lack of transparency in the conduct of the exam. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam today underlined the importance of shifting to renewable energy sources, addressing the State Power Department's sensitization program on Nagaland Solar Mission in Dimapur today. He highlighted the government's commitment to sustainable development and urged residents to make full use of the ongoing solar subsidy schemes. Calling Dimapur a mini Nagaland, Dr. Alam said successful implementation of solar initiatives in the city could serve as a model for other districts.
Dimapur is the mini Nagaland, and our hope is that once Dimapur understands, then the whole Nagaland understands.
Dr. Alam highlighted the various benefits of the mission, saying they could significantly reduce electricity bills while promoting eco-friendly energy use. Nagaland Solar Mission aligns with the central government's rooftop solar scheme. The PM Suryagar Muft Bijli Yojana under the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The mission is currently being implemented in Dimapur as part of its initial rollout with plans to expand across the state based on the outcomes. Justice Lanu Sankam Jameer has been appointed as Acting Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court. Justice Jameer's appointment was made following the elevation of incumbent Chief Justice Vijay Bishnoi to the Supreme Court. In a notification issued yesterday, the Union Ministry of Law and Justice said the appointment comes in effect from the date Justice Bishnoi relinquishes charge. Congratulating Justice Jameer on the appointment, Deputy Chief Minister Yenthung Opaton called it a proud moment for the people of Nagaland and the Northeast. He said, Justice Jameer's dedication, fairness and deep understanding of the law will surely guide the court with wisdom and integrity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland government has expressed satisfaction following Assam's clarification that its new arms license policy will not apply to interstate border areas, including those shared with Nagaland. Speaking to the media today, Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam said the state had raised its concerns with Assam and welcomed the assurance that border areas would be excluded from the policy. He added that Nagaland will continue to prioritize the safety and security of its citizens, and any similar issues in the future will be promptly taken up with the Assam government.
This came to our notice yesterday morning, and immediately at my level, I had spoken to the Chief Secretary Assam and we had communicated our concern to them. The government of Assam has already clarified that none of the border areas will be touched. So once that clarification is come, we are satisfied. And if there is anything of this sort, then definitely the state government will take it up. We will take it up with the government of Assam also, and we will have to think of the security of our own people also.
Earlier this week, the Assam Cabinet approved a policy to issue arms licenses to original inhabitants and indigenous communities in vulnerable and border regions. Following concerns, Assam clarified that the policy would not apply along interstate borders. The Inner Line Regulation Commission, ILRC, of the Naga Students Federation has raised concerns over the ineffective enforcement of the ILR in various districts, particularly Dimapur, Chumukedema and Newland. Addressing a press conference today, ILRC convener Anderson Lotha expressed serious concern that the three districts have become the primary entry points of migrants into Nagaland, posing a significant threat to the indigenous population.
We also do not overlook the fact that in the rest of the district, the implementation of ILP is not satisfactory. However, we have decided to have this surgical approach to these particular three districts, namely Dimapur, Chumukedema, and Newland, because we consider that these three districts are the breeding zone for all the influx of outsiders coming to Nagaland. If proper enforcement of inner line regulation is done in these three districts, we expect that major part of the enforcement problem will be solved.
The Commission has submitted representations to the Deputy Commissioners of Dimapur, Chumukedema and Newland on the matter. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind and uplift your spirit. This evening, we focus on the fundamentals of yoga. Yoga works on a level of one's body, mind, emotion and energy. This has given rise to four broad classifications of yoga. Karma Yoga, where we utilize the body. Jnana Yoga, where we utilize the mind. Bhakti Yoga, where we utilize the emotion. And Kriya Yoga, where we utilize the energy. Each system of yoga we practice falls within the gamut of one or more of these categories. The fundamentals of yoga emphasize balance, awareness, and mindfulness in every action, whether it is through physical poses, breath work, or meditation. In a tragic incident on National Highway 29 this morning at New Chumukedema, a dumper truck driver lost his life after a boulder rolled down a hillside and struck his vehicle. The driver, identified as 25-year-old Salim Laskar from New Shahuba village under Newland district, was heading towards Chumukedema, according to a traffic official. The body has been handed over to the family after necessary formalities. And in a landmark moment in the country's military history, the first ever batch of 17 women cadets, along with over 300 male cadets, were commissioned as officers into the Indian Armed Forces today. They were part of the passing out parade of the National Defence Academy's 148 course this morning at the iconic Kettarpal ground in Pune. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor showcases India's indigenous defence capabilities. Supreme Court orders an EETPG 2025 to be held in single shift. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam underlines importance of shifting to renewable energy sources. And Nagaland to prioritize citizen security welcomes Assam clarification on arms license policy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.